You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Well, we have Todd Zwillick, our Takeaway Washington correspondent, with us now to give us a check-in on what's happening in politics less than two weeks away, I guess, from midterm elections. And Todd, I just have to ask you about this headline in the news this morning. Take a listen to this ad that is running in Nevada right now.
No votes. Sí, escuchaste.
Don't vote this November. This is the only way to send them a clear message. You can no longer take us for granted. Don't vote.
This ad is paid for by a group calling itself Latinos for Reform. Who is Latinos for Reform?
Well, Latinos for Reform is a group, ostensibly one of these 501c4 groups, you know, the issue groups that are funding right. So many ads in this election we've talked about over and over. The founder of Latinos for Reform is a guy named Robert De Posada. Now, he has a long history of connection with the Republican establishment, has worked with Dick Armey, was on George W. Bush's Social Security Commission, director of Hispanic Affairs at the Republican National Committee. Give the credit here to some reporting on TalkingPointsMemo.com, who called Posada and talked to him yesterday. He says that he's angry at both sides, but particularly angry at Democrats for not passing immigration reform. But running that ad in Nevada, of course, really could have the effect, if people obeyed it, I don't know if they would really have the effect of probably hurting Harry Reid, because he's relying on Hispanic votes. Sure.
Yeah.
Let me add, Celeste, real quick, if I may. Univision, the Spanish language network, has now said that they will not run the ad because their policy is to promote civic engagement. They will not run that ad on their network, they've said.
Well, it seems disingenuous for somebody whose ties to conservative groups and Republican groups that run so far back in history and so deep to be saying he suddenly is disenchanted with both sides and Latinos don't vote.
Well,
is it credible at all?
That's his position that, you know, he says in.
I just
in
mean,
these,
do we have any evidence? Has he shown any signs of breaking away from the Republican Party?
Not on this issue. In fact, he favors a lot of these sort of pro-business, pro-Republican positions on immigration, says that he's mad at both sides for no delivery on that issue. Now, that this ad is running, as far as I know, only in Nevada. So the question would be, why isn't it running in all 50 states other competitive races?
Call me wacky, but the quickest way to be taken for granted is not to vote, right?
Well, hello? Right, that's exactly the... In fact, maybe you could conclude that not enough Latinos vote, or else they would have passed immigration reform.
It may tick people off. But anyway, we do have a report saying that 6.5 million Latino voters are probably going to cast votes this year. That's a million more than the last midterm election. Crazy. But let's move on to Nancy Pelosi. She's been the Speaker of the House since 2007. And clearly, if the Republicans take control of the House, Nancy Pelosi will be out of a job.
Right.
But if they don't, if the Democrats retain control of the House, there's whispers that she will no longer be House Speaker anyway.
Well, there's this interesting little trend. You're right. Republicans are projected to take over. That means Speaker Boehner. If somehow the Democrats manage to hold on with their fingernails, the interesting thing going on now is that there are at least 6 Democrats, not all conservatives, but mostly conservative Democrats, who say they will not support Nancy Pelosi when it comes up for a vote in the new session. They won't support her as Speaker. Listen to Congressman Mike McIntyre. He's a conservative Blue Dog Democrat from North Carolina. Listen to what he had to say on television.
From what I hear, she's probably not going to run for Speaker again. And if she does, I'm confident she's going to have opposition, and I look forward to supporting that opposition.
Okay, now, Celeste, I heard from the Speaker's staff last night who say her focus is on Democrats winning the election and retaining the majority, which we will. Other Democratic staffers say there is no talk of her not running. But a lot of this election and a lot of the Democratic losses, you know, have been connected to connecting vulnerable Democrats to the liberal Pelosi agenda. The question is, if they hang on, could she have enough support to win? And what if a conservative Democrat, a Blue Dog Democrat, stands up and runs for Speaker? Might have enough support to win with Republican votes and 10 Democrats? very well looks like Nancy Pelosi.
But if they lose, is this a setup for her as the fall guy, the fall gal, fall woman?
Right, exactly.
She already would be. Largely, look, the fall guy, if they lose, is Barack Obama, because in so many ways, this election is a referendum on the first 2 years of his presidency.
Maybe he should have started campaigning earlier, you know? Maybe he should have gotten done earlier.
Right, but
he did.
Yes, well, which you know, Todd, we're going to be talking about procrastination later this hour. Later.
Oh, when you get to it, right?
Right, as soon as we get around to it.
Right,
and you know, I always think that maybe journalists don't really procrastinate because we're so used to meeting deadlines.
Yeah, I procrastinate a lot, but I save that story until right up against the deadline. I've always been that way. I think that's why I like Daily News so much, because I don't get it done until the deadline's hanging over me. You know?
And you have to get it done.
You need a good documentary there, Todd.
That's
what we'll sign you on.
Takeaway Washington correspondent, off to Pennsylvania to talk to voters. Have a good trip.
Oh, thanks.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.